kicking down his motherfucking door, and we're doing that.
Let's get into it. If there's anything that could be haunted, for sure that fucking chair's haunted.
Then again, the internet always wins. The internet always wins.
Searching around about this dock, I found...
Let's be frank, there's piss on the floor.
Was pulled out of power, and he was murdered by firing squad. I'll start huffing paint. Three Dudes in a Dock. That's the one.
That is what it's called.
Okay, welcome back to Three Dudes in a Dock. This week we had to pivot. We couldn't find the oath, so we watched Streetwise, the 1984 doc directed by Martin Bell. And I am here with Mitch and Christian, as always. Good day, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good day.
So couldn't find the oath. Again, in this day and age, I don't know why it is so hard to find a relatively new documentary.
Because that came out in 2018 or something?
Yeah.
It's got to be like crazy copyright shit. What was the oath even about again?
It was about two guys in Yemen that met. And having to do with 9/11, and
they did it. It's their inside take.
Stuff. Yeah, that's, I don't know if it was 9/11, but like,
dude, that's so sick. The behind the scenes of this is how we do 9/11.
Some kind of connection to Osama bin Laden. Like, they were on the good side, I think.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it was like the rascals that are putting this together. that'd be fun. Like,
no, I'll be a janitor at Guantanamo.
We're gonna go see our buddy Osambi. Like, oh, cool, man. He's the money man.
There's some connection to Guantanamo too, because part of it is shot in Guantanamo.
So maybe they just suppressed it. And they're like, it was like a bad book. They're like, you can't get that out there.
But I never thought about that.
Yeah. So we switched to Streetwise. So it's a 1984 documentary about homeless kids in Seattle.
Yeah. Great fucking dog.
Yeah, man.
First super off, cool.
Yeah, this fantastic. Is probably one of my favorites. Like, I was watching this, I was like, how the fuck have I not seen this before?
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is like 80 blocks from Tiffany's, like real life Warriors type shit that I was like,
it's like Dark Days,
that part great. Of, I don't know why, but it just seemed, it's so fucking dangerous. But that era of time in an American city seems so fucking cool.
It's like that in between where it's not as shitty and bleak as kind of the 50s. Oh, it looks like 60s.
Dog shit, but.
Well, it looks like shit.
Yeah, but yes.
It's like pre CCTV cameras everywhere.
Yeah, you're like, I could literally bullshit. Do anything.
Yeah.
Like,
there's no internet, there's no cell phones.
Just like the one kid who was like, yeah, a bunch of us got together and we took all the furniture from this one hotel and put it all into one room. And I'm like, that is the coolest fucking thing ever.
He's living the high life as far as
they're high
go.
As fuck, bro. Yeah. Yeah. So
they're high.
They literally live the high life.
I will tell you that this had one of the best soundtracks of any doc we've covered.
Naturally. Yeah. Too.
Yeah.
Like that, random environmental music that they came
across.
That's insane.
Like socially, cool. They're like, damn, people listen to way cooler music than
that cover of Teddy Bear's Picnic at the beginning and end.
Yeah.
Was fantastic.
That was the guy on the guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like really, raspy.
I've never heard that song before.
You've never heard Teddy Bear's Picnic?
Even the name doesn't sound familiar.
Are you fucked?
I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to graduate from adolescence without hearing that.
He's still a youth, though.
Yeah. I got a bag of Skittles in my pocket.
Yeah, you're 12 years. You drove here?
I got a ring pop on.
Your parents drop you off?
Yeah, I got to be out of here in an hour. My mom's going to pick me up.
It's going to be dark. I got to go home soon, guys. Yeah,
it's a very popular kid song.
Yeah. But.
Oh, it's a kid song.
They made it like, no I idea. Could feel like you could use that in like a horror movie, the way that it was done. Yeah. It was like the I Think We're Alone Now. And I was like, oh, Christian, I was like, hey, you could make this a horror movie. And then. Literally 6 months later, he's like, hey, they did it. Check this out. And I was like, oh, shit, it works.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was super cool how they bookended that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
When we started playing, like, I was like, fuck, I know this tune somehow.
That's funny. So did I.
Yeah. And I was like, what is this? And then he started saying, I was like, holy fuck, this is Teddy Bear's Picnic.
Yeah.
Some of the boombox music was cool. Yeah, man. I got nothing for Teddy Bear's Picnic.
But. Yeah. But like you said, you're just walking and then, like a group of dudes just have a boombox blasting some crazy 80s rap. You're like, oh, fuck. So
people used to think it was shit. Well, people think it's shitty now for you to play your music on your phone, like out in public. But that guy had like 2 8-inch speakers. Oh, on
excuse me, sir. I have a question. Are you going to tell that guy to turn it down?
No.
Exactly.
He has a fucking weapon.
He could have walked out naked and been like, yeah,
tell me. These things are like made of aluminum, like casing.
Yeah, I'd be like, sir, turn that. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, play your music, man.
So I forgot where I was. Speaking of musical connections, Willie Nelson and his wife, Connie Nelson.
Are in this?
No, helped help pay for this movie to be made.
Cool. Sweet. It didn't help the kids, just to highlight their struggle?
They helped produce.
I'll buy that kid some weed. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I mean, being a homeless Seattle kid getting high with Willie Nelson's pretty fun. You're like, no one's going to believe me.
We just talked about this off camera, but these kids, like, I've seen a lot of homeless people in the city where I live now, in Toronto,
mm-hmm.
and they fucking look homeless.
Yep.
Like I just said to you guys, these kids all look like they walked off the set of Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
I don't think stealing is as easy now.
Yeah.
Admittedly.
Yeah. It's a real struggle to be a homeless person.
It's getting harder. Well, yeah. It's getting harder and harder.
And I think it's, and maybe like these kids all didn't have drug problems.
No, a lot of them did.
Well, I mean, they smoked a lot of cigarettes.
Sure.
And like, I always get confused when they say dope. I'm like, are they talking about weed or heroin?
Right. There's multiple times where the kids are like pulling up their sleeves, like, no, like, I don't do that.
I don't do that shit anymore.
Dude, when you guys were 13, if someone was to like, you'd be like, what are you doing?
They were 16, okay?
Yeah, but I'm okay, 16 years old. If someone is to be like, let me see your arm, or like to even be in that world, I'd be like, what the fuck?
I'm not old enough.
Yeah, like, I think I saw the movie Kids, and that's crazy, but like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, what? So, yeah, to be 14, he'd be like, no, dad, look it. I didn't. Like, it would be like, no, I didn't smoke a cigarette. No, like, I wasn't shooting heroin with my friends.
While talking to your dad through a prison visiting window.
Yeah. Who's given weird, tough love, but it's there.
The first half of that conversation was fine. And then it got strange and
sad. No. And then it was an abusive relationship circle. At the end, he's like, you know, I still love you.
Yeah.
That's true. It's all good. He's like, you mentally just fucked me, but I guess I'll hug you. I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do.
It's all love.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But yes, to your point. Yeah.
Yeah. They all looked very hygienic.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you walk down the street of Toronto and you see like, so back in like the 90s and like early 2000, like we had what called like street kids, squeegee kids in Toronto.
Yeah.
So basically they were homeless kids who would like, you'd park at a red light stop and they'd like run out and like squeegee your car and like be like, you owe me money now.
Yeah.
Like, no, I fucking don't.
Dirty ass water.
But like if you saw a squeegee kid, you're like, yeah, that's a fucking homeless kid. Mm-hmm. They look filthy and they look downtrodden.
I mean, they're doing work too. Like when's the last time you washed your car in the driveway and like it stayed perfectly clean?
Oh, I wear
booty. You think these are perfectly clean?
I wear booty shorts and like a mesh tank top. I look fabulous.
You're dirty in another way. That's gross. You just dump the bucket on yourself afterwards. Oh, yeah.
Shake out my head.
I don't own a squeegee. I just use my body.
Tyler, get inside. Oh shit. Sorry.
Like,
don't you have work?
But these kids like all looked like pristine, like,
and yeah, for being in like gloomy ass Seattle, I was like, I thought these kids would be all wet and like rainy like, all the time.
There's one scene where Rad is doing his laundry and asks for, like, goes out on the street. He's like, do you have 10 cents? I need to finish my laundry.
Yeah, that would just be like I'll help you out, normal kid. And I'm like, you have a house, right? He's like, no.
He only has to ask three people before he gets the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, he takes the initiative to do his laundry.
But even now, do you guys roll around with like small change? Like if someone's like, can I have change? I'd literally be like, I mean,
like in the 80s, like debit cards weren't really a thing.
That's true. Homeless people now take Venmo, which is so tight.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, bro.
Not in Canada.
Refurb cell phones?
Not in Canada.
No, but like I've heard stories of like, hey, do you have any spare change? And like, no, I'm like, can you Venmo me money? And like, what the fuck did you just say?
Venmo and Cash App don't work in Canada.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Huh. Who have I been sending money to?
Yeah.
Shit. I gotta go, guys.
I've got a square.
It's like a Crystal Leah moment where I was like, oh, fuck, wait, no, I gotta go.
Canada, or sorry, not Canada, but you can also do that same thing with Apple Pay in the States as well, but not in Canada. our banking regulations.
I mean, homeless person just gets a barcode on their asshole. I'm like, just scan that and give me money.
Funny story about Cash App, Venmo, that kind of thing. My sister and her husband and kids just drove down to Florida and back.
Stay a while?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
On their way back, they saw a van that said, I'm going to call him Max. Max's 10th birthday trip to Disney. Please send money.
No
and
way.
That was on the back window of this van.
But they made it to Florida or where were they? Was that already in Florida?
This was in Pennsylvania.
I think. Oh, so not even close. Yeah. That's fun.
They had
their Venmo account, remember?
Dude, if it was on a fucking wagon in Pennsylvania, that would be the sickest shit.
And then when they passed the van, like on the other side, it was like, Baby Cooper's 10th, or not 10th birthday, but Baby Cooper's trip to Disney World.
The third side better have been like, we need to get Pop a new leg that he lost in the desert. Desert Storm.
So like, that's crazy, right? Like, so, I mean, this wasn't obviously begging, but like that exists now where.
Oh, it's so gross.
That's begging.
Well,
how is that not? That's,
sure. But yeah. It's not like a homeless person begging. Like it's elevated begging.
Was it a U-Haul van?
No, it was just in the back, a minivan.
Imagine it was like a Marseille, like a G-Wagon.
Like a nice one. Yeah.
$150,000 vehicle. And like, do you see nothing wrong with this?
I have seen it before,
seem that there was like homeless people. It was like the mob. There was like a code of ethics.
Well,
yeah. And like it seemed pretty cool.
And just
parts of it.
And just the fact that
I agree.
Parts of it.
Most of them were like, some of them were calling their parents, be like, yeah. I'm cool. I'm good. I don't remember the black guy's name.
He was yelling at the preacher.
Yeah.
His mom showed up.
Yeah. His mom and it looked like, I think his grandmother was there.
Just yeah. Yeah. Was like, what have you had to eat?
Yeah. And like
cookies.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, you can give me money. She's like, no, you're going to like, what are you going to spend on it? He's like, no, I'll save it. She's like, how are you going to save it out here?
And then he just starts laughing. He's like, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get some heroin.
Mom, you're pretty smart.
You little rascal.
It was so funny. Like, he's like a loudmouth fucking pimp on the street talking to that preacher and bitching to the camera. And then his mom shows up. And he's like, yeah, that's some cookies. Yeah.
And he's a kid again.
Yeah. Right? Like, what a baby. I don't know.
Yeah. He sounded so hardcore, so like street smart.
Street
and
wise.
He says the word that the documentary is.
There's a name for that. I forget what it's called though.
I think like every movie has like the movie's title is always spoken through a movie somewhere.
That's not true, but.
Every movie?
No.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
What, Interstellar?
I bet you it's in there somewhere.
Tyler, I guarantee you that's
in there. I really want Scarface. He's like, I am right down the camera. Like, I am Scarface. What?
Dr. Strangelove or How I Learned to
Quants in a Quantzy. Do they fucking say Quants in a Quantzy in that movie?
They chant it.
No.
Oh shit, you're right.
That's not the chant.
No.
That's not the chant.
Okay.
Is it?
I think that's a bullshit. So. You got a bullshit theory, but I'll go with it. Yeah. I'd like to think.
Did you just come up with this?
No.
Wizard of Oz.
This has been a thing forever.
Wizard of Oz. Dorothy's like, we're in the Wizard of Oz.
We're in the Wizard of Oz.
They definitely say Wizard of Oz in the movie Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, they do. But it's just funny that you break the fourth wall to be like, now we're doing Superman Returns. What?
No, like it's somewhere in Superman Returns. So like,
Superman has returned.
There might be like a heart. Different. There might be a Daily Bugle. Is that the? Yeah, that's
sure,
the
whatever. It's all
there might be Daily Planet.
There might be a Daily Planet. Yeah, there might be a headline that says Superman Returns.
It's not a rule though. Like
no, it's not. But it's like 99%. Bro, if you break that rule,
you get kicked out of Hollywood.
Well, the MPAA, that's an automatic.
That's an NC-17. Like, nope.
99% of movies. I guarantee you, it happens.
I think that.
Oh no, we're on the Titanic.
Titanic is definitely said in the movie Titanic.
Obvious.
Just go with me that like it's the fourth wall break. It's fucking hilarious.
Looking down the barrel of the camera. Yeah.
Oh my God, this is the Sound of Music. Like what?
And I don't mean for documentary. Like
oh, here we go. Fiction.
For dramatized movies.
Like, yeah.
For scripted movies.
This was like a perfect name because what else do you call this?
The article, it's based on a Life magazine article.
Yeah,
that's called Streets of the Lost.
That would be a cool Life magazine to find.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like that would be
so like
cool.
There
to
was
have.
The director, Martin Bell,
mm-hmm.
and then he worked with a photographer and a journalist that mm-hmm. did the Life magazine article.
Right.
That's cool.
And
I kind of thought that the photographer for this, Mary Ellen Carter. Mary Ellen Carter. Is that her name?
I can find that out for you.
I kind of thought that she was one of the first people to photograph graffiti in New York City.
Oh shit, really?
As well. I think so. There was a woman photographer. And no, there I think was. She You're had right. friends. She was friends with a male photographer. And they were the first couple people to recognize on photos and professionally graffiti in New York City.
Dude, that's so fucking crazy that they're...
Is that Wild Style? Is that documentary?
Yeah. There's a bunch.
Subway graffiti?
Yeah, but like in Wild Style, they literally interview the techie 6ix9ine Asian kid who was the reason why graffiti is what graffiti is.
Like tagging.
Because he was just fucking going everywhere and people were like, who the fuck is this kid? Like, you can do this? And he's like, yeah, why not? And then it just... So the fact that they have that interview with that person is like, holy fuck. But yeah, dude, Wild Styles is like this, that like you could just take a quote from a random background conversation and you're like, these guys just said the sickest fucking six words together and like all they were saying was hello.
They do seem smarter than most people now. Oh, dude, they just
fucking, their vernacular is like so fucking cool.
Yeah, like they're not. This is going to sound shitty, but like they're not dumb homeless people.
Dude, I think fentanyl really fucked up homeless people.
Oh, it did. Absolutely.
For sure. Like
goddamn homeless China. People now. I mean, fuck, man.
There's no cash floating around.
No personality.
Fentanyl. Yeah, there's no personality. They're just
like, fentanyl zombies.
Zombies trying to get by.
That sucks, man.
That does suck. So I love homeless people.
You know what kind of
character?
You know what kind of sucks? So this movie had a 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really? How many?
For a long time.
Reviews?
Oh, sick. It got downvoted?
It wasn't until December 2nd, 2022.
Yeah. Wait.
Or as of December 2nd, 2022.
They're profiling 13-year-old prostitutes. Dislike.
It has a 92% rating now.
Fuck you, woke motherfuckers.
Yeah, I thought this was amazing.
Yeah.
This is super cool. This is like, I know it's a different time, but like show fucking high school kids this shit.
Yeah.
Like you want to fuck around and find like, this is what happens.
Oh, but you said that like a lot of this looked really cool.
If you're not going to sell kids on fucking home. They're like, fuck high school and fuck a, maybe actually. Yeah.
Homelessness in Seattle.
So this was picked as Entertainment Weekly's, one of the 50 greatest independent films.
Yeah.
I would see that.
Yeah.
This would be great to watch with a room full of extremely wealthy people and just see how they react. That would be fun.
Don't prompt them with anything just to see if they say
like if they are sad or they're laughing and then they're like,
these kids are crazy. Yeah. Or like, we need to do something.
I mean, I'm not wealthy, but I was laughing.
Oh, this is a funny
As was I, but like socially, we can't fucking affect change. But like then just shows like Seattle high society. And they're like, oh, fuck, this is, we need to get the fuck out of Seattle. Like that'll fix the problem.
That's where all those pizzas are going. I own that pizza place.
I was texting you guys that like 10 minutes in, I was like, holy fuck, this is one of the greatest quotes where the one kid with the Yankees hat was like, yeah, man,
that's Rat.
Yeah. So Rat, quote of the fucking doc. When money gets low, I grab my buddy's 45 because I had to sell mine.
And he sold his 38.
Yeah. So then we go down to whatever block it is and then we just roll some fags. And I was like,
take all their money.
Jesus Christ. Like this kid, he's like, that's a Wednesday. You know? And then he's like talking to an adult who's like, oh yeah, man. Cool. Okay. Yeah.
And he has his buddy Steve that he always hangs out with.
Yeah. I think him and Steve are.
Well, Steve won't stab you in the back, he says.
He'll just shoot you in the face.
Not like that other guy.
Okay. Like, Rat has, like, the most craziest scam going on.
Mm.
So, when he's hungry.
Yeah.
Obviously, not all the time. They would get wise to it.
Yeah.
He goes to the payphone outside of this pizzeria.
Yeah.
I think it was called Smiley's Pizzeria or something like that.
This is a scam that I wish we could do today.
He calls them on the phone and it's like, yeah, I'd like to order. This is Richard. I'd like to order Hawaiian pizza, thin crust. What's his order? They ask him his name and phone number. Yep, cool. He gives them the fucking payphone phone number. And I didn't know this would work. Like, I didn't know you can give someone like a payphone phone number.
Yeah, you can call it. You used to be able to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that works anymore.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I know like payphones used to have a number on top, yeah. But I didn't think you could actually call it back. So anyways, gives them the number. They call back to verify that it was an actual order. And he picks up. He's like, hi, this is Richard speaking.
Seems like a lot of holes in the system.
And they're like, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, you did order that? Perfect. Thanks.
That wasn't a scam call, was it?
Yeah.
No.
No.
He hangs.
I'm hungry.
I am a man.
He hangs up the phone, waits an hour. They're like, fuck it. The guy didn't come to pick up his damn pizza again.
What an asshole.
Dude, pre-barcodes, pre-fucking yeah. caller ID. Like,
tracking. Yeah.
Oh, man.
They go throw it in the dumpster and then the fucking guy goes and picks it up out of the dumpster.
Walks to the dump, slides the door. Yeah. There's my hot pizza.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Good How does job, this break? Right? Yeah. The first time I feel like someone told him about that and he's like, no fucking way. And he's like, check this out. What? This every pizza place? Yeah. I'm like,
oh my God.
Yeah. That's
some mob run pizza place. And then there's just dudes with machine guns by the dumpsters. You're like, maybe not that one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
but yeah, that's the clip I saw last week before I even knew we were watching this. So that's what fucking blew my mind. Yeah, but I was like, oh my God, watching that clip. I'm like, fuck, I wish we could do that. That would be, but then 10 seconds into it, I was like, oh fuck, caller ID just fucked you. Like, God damn it.
But you call it from a payphone.
But still I mean,
that's true.
But if we were to do that
anymore, but.
Yeah, we'd have to pay like $6. Yeah. I'm like, this would be cheaper if we just bought a fucking pizza.
Yeah.
And now it was like, oh, you've theft under $1,000 and we get arrested for trying to get a fucking free pizza. Like, this kid in the 80s did it. Fucking, it took him like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Kind of just like an aside. Fucking did you guys know that there's this app called Too Good To Go? It's like.
No.
So. We watched The Gleaners and I.
Youth Prevention Suicide?
Yeah, we watched The Gleaners and I.
Too young to go.
No, it's about burgers and shit. I guarantee.
No. So basically, like a donut shop. So I can, for our Canadian listeners, Tim Hortons are prevalent on this app, but like grocery stores as well. So at the end of the day, they'll take like all their day olds.
Yeah.
And they'll put it in like a mystery bag.
Yeah.
And they'll say, hey, buy this mystery bag for $5. Or they're just
gonna still sell it?
Yeah.
Dude, that's so gnarly. Back in the day, Tim Hortons, I know like pig farmers would go to Tim Hortons at the end of the day and they would just give them the donuts.
Yeah.
That's so they're not going to waste. You can go buy them.
And Tim Hortons is still making money, so you feel good about that.
They're not making much money.
So it's okay.
They're probably just covering costs.
Just covering costs.
They got to look out for their own.
Because giant corporations just run at a bare minimum.
But that's fantastic. If you want fucking. Because they're still good.
I mean, I'd rather eat dog shit than day old Tim Hortons donuts, but that's cool.
No, they're still fine.
Hate Tim Hortons.
I have one more question.
I'll firebomb that
bagels,
fucker.
Bagels, muffins, everything.
Tim Hortons used to be good, but it sucks ass.
It always sucks.
Yes, would you opinionated little dick. What?
It's not that. It's just about you eating dog shit. Would you eat dog shit if that dog ate day old Timmy's donuts?
No, that'd be gross.
That'd
be gross dog shit.
But
if that dog had like a high end donut, I'm like, what's up, Rufus?
But there's the grocery stores in there where if their meat is coming to like the best before date,
they'll throw it in a shopping bag.
They freeze it.
You get a mystery,
and you get a bag of like meat for $12. You get
mystery,
and it's probably worth like $50.
It's all pimento loaf.
There's a butcher shop where my sister was telling me that you get like a bag. It's like $150, and it's everything that it was in their counter that was going to go bad. But it's like two of everything.
But for a homeless person.
Oh yeah,
half of those fuckers got phones anyways.
Yeah, instead of dumpster diving, like you can get a fucking full bag of carbs for $5. Yeah,
you just have to have a home address. They're like, fuck, I don't have a fixed address.
You reserve it through
I'm trying to make a goddamn joke, Tyler.
Doesn't work. Doesn't fly.
It'd be nice if you had like a friend that had a phone, because now you have to have a phone.
Like 99% of homeless people have phones, though.
That blows my mind.
Does the government like hook them up, or what do they? Because cell phone plans are not the cheapest in Canada.
You just pay as you go.
Oh, that's true.
Or you just use Wi-Fi.
You just need one number. You're like, I just got my heroin connect in here. That's all I need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking, they got it figured out, man.
That means that there's homeless people sitting back eating a bag of fucking donuts, watching TikTok.
Yeah.
Out behind like a Tim Hortons. Yeah, like, eating a fucking Boston cream.
North America's fucked. And like, yeah, it's for sure.
Watching other homeless people on TikTok doing fucking videos of themselves.
I would never.
Yeah. Man, they got it bad out there in Seattle.
Man, China looks crazy. They like, got
the,
bro.
The free trial of Criterion. They're watching Streetwise. They're like, man. 1984.
Yeah.
Or like on good those year. Streets in Seattle. I'm like, man, it seemed way cooler then. It's just dark now. All the fucking drugs are legal. Like, this is fucked up.
That was one thing that I was surprised to not see is more drugs.
I was stoked because I do not like seeing footage of needles going into arms. No. And then like 14. No. What? It just does something.
I'm not like interested.
No, but it literally just like... It freaks me out. I'm like, I don't like this. It's
like needles on a chalkboard.
Yeah. If you were to like film a dude just to like shoot up, I'm like, I don't like this. Mm. This is weird. It makes me feel weird.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
No, I agree with you.
But like, I could watch someone do like a mile line of coke and be like, oh, this guy's, his heart is going to explode, but that was whatever. But like just that, I'm like, oh fuck.
I think just giving needles in general is a gross thing to watch.
I want to see someone do a line of coke, but it's like a spiral. So they got to like scoot around.
Do you know how dizzy they'd get?
I got like on a little circular table. Like, you know, when you do like those games, like long games and you have to spin around on like that's a baseball bat.
Summer camp games, but now with coke. Yeah.
So it's just a circular table and they're spinning around the table doing a line of coke.
Yeah.
Or like follow the line. It's just a random squiggly line across the mirror. And
you have to get through a maze.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Hedge maze.
There we are.
I'm lost in the white. Like, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
It's like the ending to The Shining.
You are lost in the sauce.
Yeah, not as much drugs as I expected.
So, which is cool.
Yeah,
I guess.
It was kind of nice to see. They're just homeless.
Just which smoking, is great. Smoking cigarettes and smoking weed.
Yeah. Back when cigarettes were cheap.
This movie has a connection. Like we just talked about it a little bit before we started recording too. Like, it's a weird thing. I'm very interested in serial killers.
Hmm.
I was gonna say I'm a fan, but I'm not a fan of serial killers.
I aspire
killers.
To be one day.
I like reading about them, watching documentaries.
I do
about
not
them.
Know why.
I think it's just
you don't know why about Tyler.
Just why to be interested in it? Because all of them, you're like, oh, cool. They had a fucked up childhood.
No, not all of them. I don't think BTK did. I think he was
okay. So we have one. But, okay.
But yeah, it's just a fucking interesting thing. Like, I love the show Criminal Minds and all that kind of stuff. Right.
Yeah.
How does this connect?
So
he's getting there.
Yeah.
He's getting there.
One of the people portrayed in this documentary was a victim of Gary Lee Ridgway.
The chick that was on like the alternate cover I've seen where she's in like black with a black veil.
No, that's Tiny.
What? Oh
yeah.
I thought that was the girl.
No,
okay, whatever.
Tiny lived for a little while.
Okay.
She was Erin Blackwell.
Okay, yeah, no, I got the name confused. But yeah, Barbara was the girl that you're talking about, I think. Or Roberta.
Roberta.
Yeah.
Roberta Joseph Hayes.
War number 44.
So in the doc, she was...
That got nothing? Come on,
Aaron's,
guys.
Aaron's friend?
She was a blonde girl.
I literally got nothing. She wore number 44.
And her mom had 7 kids.
I believe
six now, buddy.
She was friends with that kid that dyed his hair black.
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, she died.
She was Jackie Robinson. Oh, 45.
She was murdered on my dad's birthday.
Your dad did it?
The same year?
Well, no.
Oh.
She was born...
Reincarnation is what I was thinking.
She was born in 66, 6 years after my dad. She was murdered on February 7th, 87, 2 years after I was born.
Jesus.
Your dad was in Seattle.
No.
Okay.
Never been.
But yeah, Green River Killer. So one of these people's famous. You think the green, like whatever his name was, he's like, hey, are you in that doc?
That's why he's like,
that's fucking crazy.
I've seen you before.
Like I've killed homeless women that no one knew about, but you're like semi-famous.
That's pretty cool.
This is fucking, this is awesome.
That's horrible.
But yes, I kind of get what you're saying about like being fascinated with serial killers and shit. Cause there's totally... something in your head where you're just like, I don't give a fuck.
I mean, like, I know homeless population and the younger homeless population is much more vulnerable.
Yeah.
than your average person. But like,
yeah,
what are the odds that someone depicted in a documentary about homelessness also ends up being the victim of a serial killer?
So have you not seen
a serial killer? But what was that doc that we watched with those like homeless? I think it was in New York City, and the one
Dark Days
tranny person went on a date with a trick and then like killed them.
Oh, Paris is Burning.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That was New York City, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And that was around this time.
Yeah.
Right? Or the 70s?
Late 70s.
Yeah.
So have you seen Roberto before in a like a serial killer documentary?
No.
Oh,
that was I have watched documentaries and shows about the Green River Killer.
So she was probably profiled.
I may have.
Yeah.
Right.
I might have.
But they probably wouldn't have been like, oh, this victim number 44 was.
Like, they didn't find her until like she.
Yeah, 91.
Yeah, September 11th, 91.
When was the
original? That was 10. Oh,
shut up.
10 years prior.
There was, before you were born, Biggie raps about it. Oh. Blow up like the World Trade. There was an attempt to blow up the World Trade Center.
90, oh, really?
90, yeah.
94.
Oh, yeah. Shit. That's why when 9/11 happened, everyone was like, Biggie knew about it. And you're like, actually, no, fuckheads.
Yeah. It was a very poor attempt. They drove some trucks into the underground parking.
And I think the trucks just like blew up or caught on fire. And
they blew up and a little bit of damage, but nothing crazy. Mm.
No, it wasn't like the OG Allah Akbar September 11th.
The OG. I actually thought that this was in New York City. For
so like did I.
Half the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
all American cities just look like dog shit.
they kind of do.
But what a crazy...
the same shaped dog shit too, which is...
Yeah. It's
surprising.
Like that has to be like an astronomically low percentage of like people that
have been profiled in something
in and something
then,
and then
yeah
have been killed later.
Yeah, by a serial killer. Like
yeah,
like sure, I'm sure a lot of them have been killed domestic violence.
All yeah, that. Whatever. But to be famous killer.
Yeah. Like and, I mean,
what's up?
Gary Lee Ridgway was like very prolific. Like. I don't know.
Also, how gross is the Green River that it's called the Green River? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I guess.
The Green River Killer? Like,
probably
like,
pretty gross.
Like, Beautiful Blue River Killer. You're like, what?
Is he really that bad of a guy?
Babbling Brook Beater. You're like, what? What's going on?
Yeah.
So, Gary Lee Ridgway is still alive as well.
Fuck yeah, Gare.
Jesus.
What's up?
So, he was convicted of 49.
Oh, you couldn't get to 50, pussy?
Of 49 killings?
Yeah. So he was convicted for it. He was, he confessed and suspected for to between 71 and 90 plus.
Shh. I mean, go triple digits, Gare.
I mean,
go triple.
If you're picking on homeless people.
Yeah. It's like, that guy's got, he's got fucking Marine numbers. That's insane. Like, oh, were you in, the service?
He was in the Navy.
But do those murders count, or do they?
No.
Do those murders count?
Sorry,
no, I don't think so.
It wasn't murder; it was war.
It's a different stat.
He's like, I've killed 90 women and 12 men.
Here's a crazy stat for you: he wasn't arrested until after 9/11.
Right.
He was arrested post 9/11.
And just because of opening of information, or are they
No.
But was he the one that was like taunting the cops from the church computer
and then
they just ran back?
BTK.
Yeah, ran back to IP and they're like, hey, who has access to this computer? And it was like you and this guy. So it was like, well, we know Christian didn't do it. So obviously it's this guy. And he's like, shit. But yeah, he would like send fucking emails to the cops. Be like, fuck you, motherfuckers.
He used to write letters.
Yeah, and they couldn't trace that.
In the new day and age.
He's like, ooh, I got AOL. Yeah, fuck you. Hey, you know an IP? He's like, what's that? I'm like, you need VPN, son.
And it wasn't even an email. It was, it wasn't an IP address.
I thought it was.
No, he put like a Word document on a thumb drive.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. And then the metadata was in the thumb drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And which is kind of the same
thing.
This came
from this church. Like it was registered to this church's Microsoft Office account.
So how the fuck did the Green River Killer get caught?
Just evidence kept mounting against him. But, but like that.
I mean, when you get to 90 plus.
We're talking about this woman got killed in 87, right?
Yeah.
It's a long time to go.
And
he had comfortable sleeps until he got convicted.
Like, there's not a lot of serial killers that we talk about that are like, like when you talk about a serial killer, it's like the 70s and 80s, right? Like that was like the heyday.
Yeah. And like hijacking of planes, man, being a criminal in the 60s and 70s seemed so fucking cool.
Yeah. It's, but like,
how do you not see that?
I'm just like, going to let her.
Do you not agree with that?
I know all about Gary Lee Ridgway, and just reading that he was arrested after 9/11 was, I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
I didn't realize like
that boy's got to be in the Hall of Fame. That's a career.
I think people our age have like a pre 9/11 life and a post 9/11 life.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pre, I was like, oh, let's Allah Akbar this bitch. And then post, you're like, oh no, okay. I'm on this.
So that's what it looks like.
Oh, like when you think of your life, like when you think of your life, you're like, oh, was that like before 9/11?
Dude, fucking right. Yeah. 9/11 happened like 10 o'clock. It was like
8:45.
Yeah. Like, dude, 9 o'clock. My mom literally looked at me and was like, well, your life is different now. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, oh, you like, remember when we used to travel to the States? Like it was nothing. That's all different. And I was like, oh yeah, okay. Huh. Yeah. And yeah, she was right.
I was in the English class. Anyways, this isn't a 9/11 podcast.
But he had a fucking run.
But yeah, so Jesus. Again, it's just wild
Gary.
That someone we watched in that doc, like,
yeah. Is like also we've got like footage of her and audio and she had interviews. And we went to her house.
And she's not profiled in her doc because she was a victim.
No, it was like after.
Well, she was still alive.
Right.
Yeah. I think my theory's right. Gare watched this and was like, I'm going to get one of these.
Yeah. Seems so he was from Seattle?
Yeah, like the Washington area.
Good old Gare Bear.
Fuck.
Wonder what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, with numbers like that, you said you're like up to 49? Like
no, Gary. He was convicted of 49. He confessed and is suspected of 71 to 90 plus.
Jesus.
Old Gary, tell me a story.
I mean, those are pretty big numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know Seattle's a big city.
Yeah.
But, like...
I would just like to think he could be, like, 51, and he's like, oh, yeah, her name was Rebecca. And you're like, that's so cool. Yeah. You got them all cataloged.
Well, if you don't remember, what's the point?
Like, number one, he's like, wow, it's... Zero was a squirrel. I'm like, oh, okay, I get that.
It was
that.
An accident.
Yeah. And then half was my cat. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay.
One... It was an accident, but...
Yeah, neighborhood kid. You're
I got a Woody, and I just... That was weird.
Yeah, I was like, uh-oh, this has put something in my head that's not going to be good.
Did I do that?
Uh-oh, did I do that? So, wait, you're the original Urkel, Gary? I'm confused.
His span of crimes confirmed was between 1982 and 1998, and then possibly as recent as 2001 before he was caught.
Hmm. Oh, he tried to stop 9/11, but they were boys. No, sir.
Wait, did he kill women then?
Yeah.
Prostitutes. Dude, look at him. He looks like he's 150 pounds.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a strong guy.
I think he was a pretty big dude, actually.
Yeah? Okay.
I think so.
I know nothing about him.
Yeah. I wish that I could watch more, because on the Criterion where I watched this, there was follow-ups with Rat.
Oh, cool.
Aaron is Tiny.
Yeah,
there was a whole doc on Tiny.
Some of them have like written books. Like one of them wrote like memoir, which would be that would be insane.
Yeah.
As long as they're a good writer.
Tiny, The Life of Aaron Blackwell was a documentary in 2016.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I was homeless at 11. Or so I'll just run on sentences. So you're like, what the fuck?
She's the 14-year-old that was hanging out with Rat. Yeah. Yes.
No, I'm trying to remember who it was.
she had like the short like bangs.
She was the one who wore the red jacket.
No, I don't think so. No. At the very end, like you see her with the black veil after, well, you might've missed that part.
I missed the last 20 minutes of it.
So anyways, like she has like kind of like short, like kind of like a mulletish hair.
We went to her mom's house that she ate at the diner.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Her mom's cool. Her mom's cool.
Oh, was she being, okay? Sorry.
Her mom's cool with her being a prostitute because she's 14 and she's nothing she could do.
That's what she said. She didn't. She wasn't a prostitute. She told us she didn't do that.
Oh, okay. Cool. So yeah. All right. The earth is flat.
I believe you. Yeah.
That to be fucking 14 and to be like, hey, daughter, are you a prostitute? It'd be like, what?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was
sad to watch.
There was another girl that
called a better parent.
Called her mom and she's like, just ask me, am I a prostitute? You did it last time. And she said she wasn't.
No, that's good. Was that the girl
that was a blonde
girl that was hanging out with Rat that her dad her stepdad molested the shit out of her and then her mom's like, well, he doesn't do that anymore.
That's the girl who died.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's Roberta Jensen or whatever.
Yeah, Murdered Joseph Hayes.
I could see her not living long. Gary's probably just like, hey, I'll be nice to you. And she's like, okay, what?
I can see her not living long.
Bro, she was molested so heavily at such a young age, and her mom's like, whatever. The guy's still there, and I'm like, whatever, he doesn't do it anymore. Not like, oh, I killed that motherfucker, and like, are you mentally okay?
No,
I guess. Like, yes, thanks, mom. Not like, no, Gary's cool. As she's holding a little kid to be like, you don't think Gary's like, what are you doing?
You're okay now though, aren't you?
He's like, I don't know why I drink. And then when they're like getting in an argument and then he was like, don't talk to me, I'm drinking. And I was like, fuck yeah.
That was a different woman.
But still, the parents of quotes from the kids to the parents,
they're
you're
all
like
the same.
This is gonna create a beautiful nation.
Yeah.
And it did. Fall of fucking Western civilization.
I want to know why Rat decided to swim with his jeans on.
He's not taking his pants off maybe around all those.
He didn't have a shirt on.
There's too many FAGs in Seattle.
Yes, he did. It's on the cover. When he jumps into the river?
There's a scene where he's swimming underwater and he's just wearing jeans.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I did miss a lot. Because
he's got to be agile.
Yeah.
You can't be naked in them streets.
Well, fucking jeans, man. Like, that shit would weigh you down. I would hate to go swimming in jeans.
It's his weight training for his legs. So he can kick.
And what do we say the kid who ended up committing suicide was?
Dwayne?
Dwayne,
what about him?
He was not as solid as a rock.
No. The reason why he was so little is that he had chronically infected tonsils.
Tonsillitis.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
I didn't know that would be a side effect.
And you shoot heroin directly into your teeth?
No.
Oh. He showed his dad. He didn't have any track marks.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't a smack rat.
They're all upstanding children.
He's just fucking dirty. What a shame.
Dirty teeth.
Yeah.
That's why.
I think he was the guy who said he grabbed his buddy's 45.
Was that guy? I thought it was Rat.
That was Rat.
Whatever. Whoever said it, it was a solid line of thinking.
Yeah.
I was on board. Yeah. It's like, that's... I've had some wild conversations with people, but I don't think I've ever been like, hey, when times get tough, I grab a gun and then go roll gay guys. Like, what? Yeah, you know. Like, wait, you've done this enough. You're saying this that, like, this isn't like the first.
A fallback procedure?
Yeah, like, no, it works every time. Like,
the pizza place fucking caught me, so.
What?
I need $5.
Like, wait, gay guys don't have guns as well? Like, oh, no, man, come on. You know they don't. Like,
they do now.
Yeah. But yeah, like you were saying, it was like, I thought this was New York City. Like,
I mean, back then they all kind of looked the same.
Just dingy.
Yeah.
So I think the second best quote in the movie.
Oh, okay.
When he was talking to Tiny.
Okay.
Is you can take the hoe off the street.
Yep.
But you can't take the street off the hoe.
Pretty sure I've heard that in rap songs. I don't know why this isn't these aren't used for samples.
Well, he was talking to Aaron Tiny, while she was in jail.
Yeah, like, hey, thanks, man. You're really fucking, this is really helping my self-esteem right now.
Well, and then he's like, yeah, I gotta go.
Yeah, like, I get out Sunday, or Monday, he's like, I'm leaving Sunday.
Yeah.
This kid's a cold-blooded pimp at 15.
And then he's like, well, do I get a hug goodbye? And this is shortly after I showed him cheating on her.
Man, I missed 20 minutes is a lifetime.
Yeah. Well, for these kids,
it shows them together.
What are you talking about?
Rat's 16, Tiny's 14.
Jesus.
And they're basically talking about like being together and like they're hugging and like he's rollerblading through these halls.
Old school, tough rollerblading like with the four wheels.
Roller skates.
Right, yeah.
Like blowing up his ankles.
And then it immediately shows him making it with a blonde chick, maybe Roberta.
Man, he has lived a crazy life.
In the alley. And then it cuts to this where Tiny's in jail.
Yeah.
And they're talking and he's like, well, do I at least get a hug? And so she hugs him. They kiss. And then the next thing that shows him is like hopping on like a moving train.
He just dips out.
He's just gone.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
Holy fuck. Yeah. I'm going to finish this. There's also a commentary track, I think probably with the director and the photographer for this.
That could be cool.
Yeah. And there's three follow-ups. There's one with Rat, Tiny, and
so I only
years after or like relative like in the 80s the like follow-up
2021 was Rat.
Whoa. Yeah.
Like they're like adults, full-blown adults.
Well, I would think so. They
older than
unless they never
what's
Neverland.
A full-grown rat called
they just a New Yorker.
Oh, nice.
I don't know,
see what you did there.
Yeah, I only see follow-ups with...
Does Rat have baby rats?
With
probably
with Tiny and Rat.
That's cool. Little baby rats.
Teaching them the pizza trick.
Hey, Dad, we got caller ID. What the fuck's caller ID?
No!
I'm going to teach your kids how to be homeless. Like, none of these tricks work, Dad. Oh, fuck.
Being homeless is hard now.
Well, if you do this in a third world country, it'll work. You're like, what? They don't speak English. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm definitely going to have to watch the follow-ups.
Yeah.
They're short, too. They're like 15 minutes.
Especially 2021. Yeah. Like, yeah. He's like, phew.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm glad about that. This is one of those docs like Dark Days where you wish that you got a follow-up 5 or 10 years, 20 years later.
Yeah. Yeah.
You never do.
Yeah.
It's hard to follow up with these guys. It's
like 30 plus years later.
Yeah. From 84 to 2021.
Well, so this was started filming Labor Day of 1983.
Jeez.
And shot for 55 days.
That's it?
That's it.
Holy fuck. So yeah, and they caught a kid committing suicide? Dudes,
like you said to your point earlier, they live fast lives.
20 minutes. Oh my God. Yeah. That's like 5 years in our time. Yeah.
That's like... 55 days, I've done 3 pounds of heroin, I saw 6 people die, I had 4 kids, an abortion. You're like, what the fuck?
Saw 6 people die. There was that woman, girl, that was wanting to get into prostituting, basically.
That's kind of cool. She's like recruiting.
And that guy, no, it was a guy talking to her, and she was like, I think I can do it, I'm not scared. And they're like, we're not trying to scare you, we're just telling you what's going on. What? And the guy that she was talking to was like, you got to be really careful. I saw 2 guys beat up another
two
guy.
What was it, Christian? Two direct guys. Quote? Oh, yeah? Was that the direct quote?
That's exactly what he said.
I think he adds some color into his commentary, but...
Word for word.
Yeah, I don't think
That's what I just said. Two guys this morning beat up someone, and then they got stabbed with a knife. And he's like, that was just butchered.
First of all, it was 2 black guys beat up a gay guy.
That's true.
That's just adding salt and pepper to the story.
That chick, though, if they made like a dramatized movie about that, Emma Stone is that girl's fucking doppelganger.
Oh, they've made a dramatized movie about some of the characters in this.
Oh, really?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, it was on IMDb. See if you can look it up.
Holy shit.
And then like someone... There was like pretty famous people that were in the movie,
really?
But it was like profiling one of the kids' stories. So yeah, when Tyler said it, like, oh yeah, no, they did that.
It wasn't this taxi is a driver, weirdly was it? Like
the taxi what? Driver. Shut up!
I'm just asking.
No man, there wasn't anyone as cool as fucking Travis Bickle.
I don't know where you find that.
Travis is the man, bro. On a first date, he takes a chick to a porn theater. Would you do something that fucking cool?
There are no porn theaters to go to.
Yeah, that's true. And he wonders why she's freaked out.
Yeah. He's not super smart, though.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
He's pretty fucking cool.
You wouldn't do that either.
Kill a pimp? What do you mean? I'm confused.
Me too.
The last 10 minutes is like fucking Django, where you're just like, fuck yeah, Travis.
Yeah.
Kill everybody. That's true. And then you're like, oh, wait, that prostitute's 50, like 12. This is weird.
Are you talking about American Heart?
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff Bridges.
Yes.
It was directed by the same guy, Martin Bell.
Okay.
No shit.
But it's based on someone's story. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it?
I thought it was.
I wonder if there was, if it was, I wonder if there was a kickback to them.
No, it's Hollywood, baby. What are you talking about?
I know. So I'm just wondering.
Hollywood math. You're homeless.
It's listed as version of, but like.
It's just something that the director did?
Yeah. Well,
strange.
Okay.
The title, like the synopsis is, an ex-convict is tracked down by his estranged teenage son, and the pair try and build a relationship and life together in Seattle.
That reminds me.
And it's the kid who like kills himself. So the end of the movie is just a dead kid with a dad in jail. You're like, this is the most fucked up movie.
Like the main characters, like Jeff Bridges plays the dad, I assume, because his name's Jack Kelson. And there's a kid who plays Nick Kelson. I don't remember a kid named Nick or Jack.
I don't think they use their actual names.
Well, right.
But Edward Furlong is in this.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the kid.
Bro, Eddie Furlong. American History X.
Oh, okay.
He got real close with drugs. But he's better now.
The girl, fuck, I guess her name would be Aaron.
That's Tiny.
Aaron?
Yeah. She at one point, she's like, I don't know I don't know who my dad is. Like, I would like to know. Maybe he's rich. Maybe,
part freaked me the fuck out.
Maybe he's a bum and like, maybe I fucked him. Oh no, that's fucking horrible.
And she's okay with it. She's like, oh, well, it is what it is.
I can't dwell on that particular story. Maybe he's also a millionaire. Like,
yeah,
you have to like,
maybe he's rich.
Juggle those things. 100%. Those things are juggling all the time, but fuck, that freaked me out.
She's like, holy shit.
I joke when she started talking about that, I jokingly said to myself, like, and then she said it, and I was like, that doesn't seem as funny as when I thought of it.
Yeah. Now it's just sad. It's
she fully says, maybe it was one of my dates.
Like, fuck.
Dude. Yeah. That needs to be on like a survey for Prozzies if we ask them that, like, do you know? And like, have you ever thought of this? Some of them might be like, that's a deep question. Other ones would be offended. And other ones are just like, that's so fucked up.
I assume it was her mom that worked at the diner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, do you have any cool women? He's like, no. Oh, okay.
What kind of bullshit diner is this?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you fucking sell pie and you don't have Cool Whip?
It's not even real whipped cream. It's fucking Cool Whip. It's cool. Disgusting.
Cool Whip?
Disgusting.
That's the stuff in the tub?
Yeah. Or yeah,
it's plastic. Ugh. It's fucking gross.
Or even like a spray can of fucking
like spray foam insulation.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, if you gave that girl real whipped cream, it would have just blew her 14-year-old mind.
See, they could have done, had some fucking whipped cream on the pie and done some whippets after.
It's honestly a great way to spend a Friday.
Yeah, it's better than shooting heroin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's okay, whatever.
Yeah.
If you don't want to, cool. Don't do it.
Definitely not going to.
What are the, is Gay Lee, is that good compressed air or?
Yeah, that's fine.
I just like to think it's like the Wild Whites of West Virginia where he's like, you need the high test gas. Or like, I can smell the difference. So someone's, I mean, like, hey man, those no-name aerosol cans, like, there's not value, as much.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
There's mostly whippets
the
in
there. The Walmart aerosol, that's the shit. And you're like, what? Why do you know this?
Yeah. You get no cream out of the fucking Great Value ones, but like, yeah, it's all whippet.
Okay. Shall I pick next week's documentary?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's profiling homeless people somewhere because they're characters.
Let's just move down the coast. Let's go to San Francisco next.
Oh, that there's a famous one. I don't think they're homeless, but the famous doc about profiling that fucked up small town in Florida. Where, oh shit, I forget the name of the doc, but it's just like, it's kind of like the Finders Keepers where like every other person that gets interviewed, you're like, there's no way there's going to be a person that's crazier than this. And like, oh. Mm. All right, this lady's married to an alligator. Okay, cool. Or something fucking crazy. What the fuck?
That alligator has a social insurance number? What the fuck?
Wait, he's a Marine? I'm confused.
An ex-Marine alligator?
He's the best goddamn commander I ever had. Wait, what?
So this is another Kirby Dick documentary.
Okay.
Kirby Dick and Amy Ziering. Film was not yet rated.
Oh,
I
yes.
I think we've watched two.
Sweet.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
It was one about sex assault in the military.
And his was it? Kirby Dick? I mean, maybe let's change our name for that.
Kirby project. So B.
The Invisible War we watched.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Like I said, his documentaries have all been about like sex assault and
it's in the
like,
name.
The movie/music industry.
It's also in the name.
This one's then about the music industry?
This one is about the music industry.
Sexual assault in the music industry.
And sexual assault.
Duh. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I was this many years old when Michael showed up.
A former hip-hop executive decides whether to make public her rape by one of the most powerful men in the music industry.
It's not P. Diddy because he rapes dudes.
P. Diddy rapes dudes.
It's called...
You ever been diddied?
On the Record.
It was on the record?
Yeah.
Cool. That's a great title.
Suge Knight?
I don't know.
Jay-Z?
I'm looking at the cast.
Bruno Mars?
Joe Biden is listed.
Joe Biden?
I don't know what this hip-hop shit is.
As archive footage.
This is goddamn, it hurts my ears.
Russell Simmons is...
I pet these people's hair.
There's no way it hurts what Sleepy Joe's ears.
Sleepy Joe said he likes black people because he likes to touch their hair.
Russell Simmons is...
Yeah, bro, he did say that. That's so awesome.
Tyler, did you hear that?
I did. I chose to ignore it.
Okay.
Sleepy's the one that said it. I'm just repeating what he said.
I'm the news.
Yeah. Russell Simmons is listed as archive footage, Barbara Walters.
Russell Simmons. Who the fuck's Russell Simmons?
What? Are you
one of the biggest hip hop producers?
Oh, ever? It's hip hop?
Yeah.
Russell Simmons, you would recognize him if you saw his face.
I thought this was about music.
You don't like look at on like Tyler's computer. Can you see that guy?
No. I can see the back of Tyler's fucking head.
Okay. He wrote
Tyler Moon.
He's been in a lot of shit that like if you didn't see, I'd be surprised.
He wrote The Nutty Professor, Dude Where's My Car?
Russell Simmons.
Kind of a funny story.
Is he friends with Run DMC?
I mean, we don't have to. I think his music credits are better than his movie credits because those are two of the worst fucking movies ever.
The Nutty Professor was fucking fantastic.
Okay, Tyler.
He was a producer, not a writer.
Mitch, unplug his mic.
Move forward.
This is nuts.
I'm going to fucking Allah Akbar this shit.
So, yeah, he is friends with Run DMC.
He is?
Yeah, because
they like started them.
Yeah, he wrote Run's House. And all deaf comedy
music.
I've seen that show. That's
all deaf comedy jam. Like no. Def Jam was like,
that's Russell Simmons.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So that's where you would know him from.
I've never seen it. I don't know what it is.
You say they all look alike. Is that what you just said?
I've never seen it's it.
Fucking crazy. You just said that. It's a black man for fuck's sakes.
Racist.
Shit, man.
I'm so glad this is on the record. Holy shit.
That's what the documentary is called, On the Record.
Oh, it is too.
What a segue.
I didn't do that.
You're getting raped. Getting sexually assaulted. We'll flip a coin to see who it is.
I'm walking home.
Oh, I'm the victim? Fuck. I wanted to be the perpetrator. I wanted to be Harvey, guys.
I wanted to be Harvey.
This time I want to be Jeffrey, okay? Like, oh, all right. I'm going to make a moat with an island. It's my little island. I'm just playing Little St. Helena.
This is a weird fucking playground.
So it is available on Apple TV.
Fuck.
So
I don't have Apple TV.
Well,
nobody does.
I do.
We'll find it.
You can purchase that on Apple TV.
I'm not buying shit.
Hey, man, you got some spare change for Apple TV subscription?
No, yeah,
that's now. Hey, I need my Netflix. Hey, I just found out this girl's fucking OnlyFans. I need $30.
Where are you watching this?
I just watch porn on the streets, bro. Like, okay.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, so we will be back this was a great one. Next week with On the Record. And
On the Record with On the Record.
For the record, On the Record.
You gentlemen have a fantastic week.
Yeah. Later.
Later.